Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars. It's not just men getting it in the neck. Women are also getting tied up now.
All right, do it.
A tie can add a bit of colour to an outfit and make you stand out from the crowd. As usual, Kate Moss carries it off perfectly, often going for the classic thin black tie over a white blouse. If you're thinking of giving it a tie, sorry, try, then don't copy the men, obviously. That goes for most things, but especially ties. You need to wear it looser around the collar. The knot size can vary, but it shouldn't be knotted as tight as men's ties. Some people think it looks a little too manly, so you can always soften the effect by using a scarf in the same way. There's a great photo of Chantel wearing a leopard print neck scarf in Heat magazine this week.
Good, isn't it?
Heat. Star Style Podcast.
It's the age-old question. Do gentlemen prefer blondes? You better hope not, because right now, everyone in Tinseltown's going back to their roots. Hollywood's finest are all coming out for brunette. Renee Zellweger, Reese Witherspoon, Cameron Diaz, need I say more? Blonde to brunette's a hard act to pull off. Question is, does it look any good? Should they stay au naturel or go back to the bottle?
It's good. I mean, you can go experiment with different colours and stuff. I don't see any problem in it. I'm booked in Pilots on Friday, so...
I think there are an awful lot of blondes. And I think if you're not close to it, actually, you probably shouldn't do it.
Don't go blonde if you've got brown eyebrows.
No, I like to dye my hair. Yeah. Because every 6 months I'm doing, sometimes every 3 months, I really like it.
I think it's up to you. If you don't want to stay natural and get another colour, I think it's fine.
I think that's fine, because I dye my hair all the time. So. I don't want to wreck my hair, like, so I'm not really for it. But if people want to do it, it's fine.
Natural, I'd say. Natural's better. Keeps your hair in better condition. If you dye it, it makes your hair just more unhealthy.
It's alright, and I'm not really bothered about it. It's their own choice and what they do.
Yeah, I reckon that's good as well, because it's all natural. Just the ones that go crazy and look stupid.
I think highlighting is generally a good thing, because that's what I can do myself, so they can do what they like.
Wow, I'm the wrong person to ask. I've done everything. I've got black eyebrows and I was blonde, so...
Maybe I shouldn't have said, I'm not telling my name.
Yeah, whatever suits you. I think if you're born with one colour, it's obviously meant to be.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
When the stars begin stepping out in a new trend, you can be sure it'll be on the high street in weeks. When Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashley Olsen and Paris Hilton were spotted in this month's must-have footwear, it took only until this week to find a pair for £80 in Carvela. Ladies, may I present the shoe boot? It's like any other high-heeled shoe, except the front covers not just the toes, but most of the foot. I know, sounds a bit butch and clumpy, but get a pair on and you'll see they're actually quite chic. Great for dolling up, but not looking like you're trying too hard. You know what? Unless you're dressing up, Hollywood really has given shoes the boot this autumn. Long boots have been here since last summer, and we're not done with them yet. There are new ranges unveiled in this season's latest collections, and you don't have to pay through the nose either. Odeon's new red boots with silver flowers start from just £25, and River Island has a great suede pair at $89.99.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Tartan will be top of this winter's checklist. It's tipped to be next season's in vogue look. Some celebrities have already been doing their homework, having been seen out in tartan hats and gloves. Maybe it's okay for accessorizing, but would you really go out in a tartan dress? Doesn't it just look like you're wearing a big kilt?
I think it's fine. It's probably like another kind of fad craze that will fade again pretty soon, but it's all right to wear it.
I think it's cool. Tartan's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe tartan mini skirts are cool.
Yeah.
Teamed with something quite plain on top, but no, probably not the shoes and everything else like that. Maybe tights in some cases.
I don't know much about that, but to be honest, maybe they're cool.
I think it reminds me of the school day. I think tartan should go. I don't like it.
Bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Okay.
It's really nice, yeah.
Okay.
I like tartan a lot. Okay. I like tartan scarves, tartan
but I'm Scottish as well.
Yeah, I like red tartan, I like their skirt.
I think they're really nice.
Not too much though, you could go overboard, but it's all right, just a little bit.
Not head to toe, no way. But I'd wear a skirt tartan or a top tartan or maybe a couple of tights tartan. Quite like it, it's really good.
Tartan's never really been the most fashionable materials, has it? I can never take tartan seriously though in terms of fashion, because I just think of home, I just think of shortbread and kilts and stuff, and I can't see it being a major fashion item.
If it suits me, I'll wear it. If it doesn't, I won't, just because it's in fashion. Yeah, basically.
Forget it. Forget fashion. Do what you want to do. But then you can't really, because it's around you all the time. But yeah, let's not get deep. Forget it.
There's a girl in the
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
You can tell it's getting near Christmas. Sorry to use the C word, but it's only 8 weeks. You can tell just by glancing at the charts. Okay, books first. In the top 10 this week, there are scribbles from a fashion favourite and a fashion faux pas, the autobiographies of Chantelle and Kerry Katona. I'll let you decide which is which. Take a step back in time to leg warmers and spandex with the best of smash hits 80s, or pick up the Heat Annual 2007. Not that we're biased, of course. The DVD chart is full of summer blockbusters like Pirates of the Caribbean, compilations like 24 and Extras, and repackaged classics like Dirty Dancing. Out just in time for... Oh, sorry. I said I wouldn't. Anyway, in the CD chart, anyone who's anyone has just bought out an album, including Robbie this week. His new one, Rude Box, has mixed reviews. We gave it 3 stars in Heat magazine this week, and we reckon that 10 out of the 17 tracks on there are pretty good.
It's Star Style, the podcast.
Footballers' Wives, the complete fifth series, is just out on DVD. But how do we feel about our real-life wags?
I think so. I quite like them. They're... clothes and hair is always quite nice to copy, and they all seem to copy each other, and they can be a bit Essex wivesy.
I think they're okay, they're always well turned out, but sometimes a bit on the tacky side, but more or less they tend to look good.
They're not.
I don't think so, because they have to act like other people, normal people. They are giving the young generation for some different I feel like bad influence in some ways. Yeah. Those who haven't got money, so they try to make be like them, but at the end of the day they don't have money to do that, so it's depressing, isn't it?
I agree with that. I think it's cool. I like their style.
I think they're right. They spend too much, I think they spend way too much. They are bad influence as well on the normal women without much money, general wages, so yeah.
Footballer's wives are a bit tarty.
They're trash, but I still want one.
They're a bad influence because it's making people have like plastic surgery and things, and I don't think that's really appropriate.
I love them all. I reckon they're wicked. I reckon all their style is really good, like to everybody. I reckon it's really good.
They just seem to live their life for shopping. It's just a bit depressing, really. Yeah. They live off their husband's credit cards and they don't seem to earn their own money, and that's a bad thing.
I think they're pathetic.
Oh, what's wrong with them?
I think they've made money out of through their husbands.
Should get up and do something themselves. Not necessarily. I mean, they could have worked quite hard themselves. You know, they just fallen in love and, you know, met someone special, that's all. That's the way I see it. Unless they're gold diggers, in which case, you know.
Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.